with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys Show each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We're smoking up the backyards from Traverse City all the way down to Ann Arbor, everywhere in between, Flint over to the lakeshore. Guess what? We are interested in your opinion. We want to know what your favorite grilling recipe is at Deer Camp, or the favorite recipe that you put together for you and the buds when you're at Deer Camp. Give us a call, 1-800-785-1073. That's the grilling line. Again, 1-800-785-1073. Give us a call. Tell us what the favorite thing it is that you make at Grill Camp, Deer Camp on the grill, not Grill Camp on the deer. So, but give us a call.
And that's just drinking coffee. Can't wait to see you later.
Yeah. Well, putting this list together for Deer Camp is something that is serious business. Bob, you mentioned earlier in the show that you exchange a list back and forth with your hunting partner.
I think it grows.
Right. It's largely so you don't have two of anything, but you got one of everything, right?
You and I did the same thing when we went bow hunting a couple years ago.
Right.
You structured it actually very well because you're very organized.
Yeah.
You actually put it on an Excel spreadsheet. And then you calculated a formula. I ended up paying more gas somehow. I didn't figure that out.
Yeah, but I was buying the beer, so that was all that mattered.
No, you showed up with your traveling bar, which I was so impressed because we didn't even have the tent unpacked yet, and you're pulling out this big leather box. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, he's got a fancy case for his pistol. And there's like a nice bottle of vodka and a nice bottle of tequila in there. And I'm like, okay, you just went like three rungs up the ladder right there.
Cocktail knives and little cutting boards and glasses and the whole
deal. But
when
you put the apron on, it really kind of killed the whole.
Yeah, right. Well, at least it was backless. So that's all that matters. But let's dial this list down a little bit, because I got one for you guys out there that you probably haven't thought of. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to make you a hero at home before you go. And a hero at camp. Now, it all revolves around toilet paper. Okay, you guys all go into the bathroom. If it's like my house, my wife is always complaining at me that I never replace the toilet paper when it's gone. Okay, for the next 2 weeks, here's what you got to do. When it gets down to like there's just maybe like 20 or 30 feet left on the roll, you know, it's almost down to nothing, take that off there, put a new one on, you're a hero at home. But what you're going to do is take that almost empty one, flatten it down, and put it in your hunting coat. Because invariably, you're going to need that when you're out in the woods. And you don't want to carry a big roll because it just like sticks out of your hunting pocket, right? But you flatten those rolls down with a little bit on it. That's Jop's tip of the week for Deer Camp, man.
All right.
Yeah.
If you give a crap.
Well, if you do, that's why.
the thing I like to remind people of is extra coolers. Because for one thing, you need ice if you're making mixed drinks or pop on ice, if you like it. Well, generally for rifle camp, it's so cold, you don't need much ice. But if you're making some toddies or if you're going to pack some meat on the way home, I've got these Coleman 5-day coolers. They'll keep ice for 5 days. They really will. And, you know, just load it up. Get your ice maker going, bag it up, throw it in the freezer, and or just go buy some, you know, ice. And bring up one giant cooler full of ice. And then if you get lucky and you've got your deer quartered up and you've been hanging it like we're going to talk about later, you can actually package it or whatever you want at camp, bring it home in a cooler. That way, if it gets sunny, your meat's not getting warm. The temperature is everything in meat. So you know, an extra cooler like that is just.
And I'm going to go an extension one more beyond that. Okay, we bring a lot of frozen food to camp with us to eat during the time we're at camp. My suggestion on that is keep all of your frozen foods in one cooler and only go in it right before the meal or right when you're going to get the meat out, and leave the cover closed. Don't mix your drink ice in there. Don't put your cheese and salads in there.
Right.
You want the stuff that's frozen, keep it in that cooler, because then your stuff is frozen until you need it, because you don't want meat to thaw out on Thursday that you're going to eat on Sunday. That is not good. Okay, so just try to keep a separate cooler with all your frozen foods in it, and then bring extras for your drink ice and stuff.
And I'll actually use my frozen food to keep the cold food
sure.
cold as
yeah,
well.
As it's thawing out.
I don't mind it thawing so much, especially if it's venison steak, which I don't have any left anyway because I didn't get one last year.
Right.
Another cool thing to bring is like the little speakers for an MP3 player. Now, we have a portable radio, but
you
do. Most of your tunes are now on your phone. So if you get one of those little speaker boxes, they're about $29 at Meijer. They're very cool. My wife has one. And then spotlights, because you might be doing some tracking. If you got a rechargeable spotlight and a couple extra batteries, stuff like that, you can't have too many lights. Because if you got three or four guys going through the woods at 8 o'clock at night on a blood trail, you're going to need lots of light.
You know, one I learned about in Kansas when we were down there at the Royal is a throwaway cutting board. Guys, this is like the smartest thing I've seen in a long time. Because if you're cooking chicken and then you want to cut some vegetables up or something, you got to clean that cutting board in between. And this is just easy. They're thin little pieces of cardboard. I think you can get them at the restaurant supply houses, you know, a place like Gordon's Store or something like that.
Yep. But
find them online, whatever. But they're kind of a waxed cardboard, and they're thick enough that your knife won't cut through it. But when you get done using it, throw it up or roll it up, rather, and throw it in a fire.
Yeah.
And it just goes away. And you don't have all the cleanup and the mess of trying to keep a cutting board sanitary and not get your buddies sick.
Yep. A couple extra things here that are really important is lots of sanitary wipes for, you know, you got to take a GI shower out there. You got to have one for the kitchen stuff because, and you don't always want to have to wash everything right when you use it. So if you just take a wipe and wipe them down, those little Lysol wipes are great for that. And then we talked about the wine. That's a big deal. Bring some cheap beer up because you're going to have...
Guys, stop by.
You're going to have the moochers come by.
That's right. They always do.
And they'll go, you got any beer?
Yeah.
Well, that's when you keep, you know, your
Natural Light
your
or something
Miller
like that.
Miller Light around. Yeah. You can not give them your nice Arcadia or Schmoes or whatever your favorite Michigan beer is.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah, I'm going to be bringing, we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but I'm going to be bringing up a nice, I've got just a beautiful, beautiful list of beer to bring up. But anything else you would, Bloody Mary mix. Got to have a good Bloody Mary mix.
Yeah, and once again, it depends how elaborate you want to get, but I like jarred vegetables. Bloody Marys, you know, you got the onions, the olives, the little pickles, the sweet ones or the dills, those baby gherkins. Celery keeps real well. You know, it's kind of like you're at camp, man, and you got to go do this stuff.
Yeah. So for beers, I'm going to be bringing up some Coco Loco Triple Chocolate Stout from Arcadia. I found a six-pack in my storage locker in the garage. Coco Loco is a phenomenal stout, and if you're not a stout drinker, you can actually take a stout and mix it with one of those cheap beers and make a black and tan.
Right.
And that'll get you to liking stout. Because after a while, you won't even want the lighter beer
the
in
tan.
There as a mix.
Right, yeah.
And then another stout that I have to stop and pick up today when we leave here is some Bone Crusher. I got to go to Schmoe's and get some Bone Crusher because that's a classic stout. And I still have that anniversary bottle of stout that I think I'm going to bring.
Yeah, Frankenmuth.
Yeah,
I got one of those as well. Hey, give us a shout on the grilling line, 1-800-785-1073. Tell us what your favorite recipe is for deer camp or one of those special items that you bring that once you get there, everybody goes, damn, I'm glad you thought of that.
Yes.
And we needed one of those.
Especially if you have a good recipe for back straps because that's one of the things you're going to want to grill up. You know, if you hunt like we do, if there's enough guys there, that we've got three camps all on 300 acres, somebody's going to take a camp deer.
Right.
So we're going to get back straps right off the bat because they're so nice. So what do you do with back straps? I got my ideas.
Yeah, so do we. Coming up next, we've got a guy named Curtis Sievers. He's a chef, and this guy is going to help us with regard to how to age our venison and how to take care of it in the field if we get temperature fluctuations in the days. So it's always cold in the morning, but it can warm up in the middle of the afternoon. And we're also going to talk about a steak fajita recipe. So you listen to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We're fired up for deer camp, and we're going to help you get ready. We'll be back. I got a tombstone and a graveyard mine. I'm just going to do what I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Yeah, who do you love?
This is the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.